Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those who are in the Los Angeles area, the guest calling number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all those right here in the beautiful San Francisco, oh my gosh, I almost forgot what thunder sounded like, Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And the chat room is open, so if you'd like to log in and give a listen, or if you have any questions or comments, producer Kaina is very ably manning the chat room, so she will be able to forward those questions to me. So, one of the most important things that we can experience is the ability to feel like we matter. And it really can be a very big deal, and it can become very important in our lives when we feel that maybe we don't leave the impression that we would like on the world. And maybe we worry about the legacy that we leave behind. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about that, because I think that we have more of an impact on the lives of others than we believe or than we realize. Our society is one that's kind of based in the idea that, well, an effort is only an effort if it gets results. And, you know, a lot in the business world, one of the things that we deal with a lot is, you know, we're a very results-oriented society. And the idea that if we don't get the result that we want or that we were hoping for, then the effort is a failure. And I would like to really look at that, because not all of our efforts are going to succeed in the way we want. Not all of our prayers that, you know, we put out so desperately produce the results that we believe will make us happy. I remember as a child, my mother had told me that God answers prayers in one of three ways. One, no, because what you're asking for isn't really what you need. The second way is not now, because while you will get that, there's still some things that you need to learn and experience before that happens to make it really worthwhile. And the third way is, I thought you'd never ask. So as we look at, you know, what is it that we want out of life? What is it that we feel we need? And if those efforts that we put forward, and it may be the best possible effort, but it still doesn't quite get us there, does that mean that the effort wasn't worthwhile? And the answer to that is absolutely not. It is about the intention that we put behind it. If you put everything that you have into what you want to achieve and what you want to get, that makes it a success. I mean, yes, we all love to get the outcome that we would like to see. And is that necessary for us to grow as individuals? Is that necessary for us to be able to be the person that we want to be and make the impact in the world that we want to make? Often I'm asked in my capacity both as, you know, a doctor and a spiritual counselor, you know, people say it's like, okay, what do I need to do to be the best person I can be? Mentally, physically, spiritually, energetically. And the question I ask is, well, what does that mean to you? What do you want? What do you want out of your life? Well, I want to serve the world. Cool. what does that mean? What do you want to do to serve the world? And at that point, it says, well, you're supposed to tell me. No, it doesn't work that way. Decide how you want to serve humanity, how you want to serve the world. And it can be such a tiny thing to make a huge difference. I remember when, I was, raising my sons and, we'd go shopping. Now, I'm a very short woman, but it's okay. That just means I get rained on last. So as I would go into the grocery store, I would see things that I might want on a higher shelf. And I would try to reach up and figure out how to stand on the ledge. And someone would come down the aisle and reach up and hand it to me and say, here you go, ma'am. And I thought, oh, well, that was very nice. That meant a lot to me. And it didn't really hit me until years later, as my sons grew much taller, and I was in the grocery store, and there was an older lady who was trying to get something on a higher shelf, and, my son came down and just reached up and got it and handed it to her, and he goes, here you go, ma'am, smiled at her, and then came back, and I looked at him with pride, and he looked at me like, what? He had no idea the impact his action had, and being the person who had to have somebody reach something for them, that I know what that feels like, to have somebody take time out of their day or out of what they were dealing with just to make an effort to help me out. And it really is important for us to realize all the things that we do in each and every moment without even realizing it, that we make the world a better place. It is not whether or not, if somebody tried to reach up and they couldn't reach, I would have still appreciated the fact that they tried and probably would have made the joke of, it's like, okay, well, maybe if I stand on your shoulders, we can do this. We all would like to believe that we leave a lasting legacy. And the thing is that we do. In each and every moment, in each and every effort that we make to lessen someone's burden, to put a smile on someone's face, sometimes that can be the difference between life and death. When somebody's in a place of despair and they reach out and somebody reaches back, or somebody reaches to them before they even have a chance to reach out. This life is a tremendous gift. And sometimes it can be burdensome. And sometimes it can be hard. I want each and every one of you to know that you matter. More than, it's not about your physical self. It's not about how much you own. It's not about the right decisions you've made. It's about you showing up each and every day. It's about the fact that we are each capable of making somebody's life a little bit easier. And we each have people in our lives that reach out and make our life easier. And that's an important thing to remember, because at those times when we feel really alone, maybe we've experienced multiple losses, and we just reach that place of, you know what, I got nothing left. I don't even want to be here. I don't matter enough to stay for anyone. Know that you do. If you reach that place, please, please reach out, because you matter. If you decide that you don't want to be here, maybe that's your spiritual contract, maybe not. Maybe it's just you're having a really bad time. And if you take a look at people in your life, folks are going to be upset if something were to happen to you. And life is so unpredictable. It can be really long or it can be really short. So pretty much each day we get is, that's just the gift of another day. Nothing else is promised. And, you know, when we look at the things going on around the world, you know, a lot of things have been going on, train wrecks and earthquakes and all kinds of things. And we can think historically of a lot of times when, you know, maybe people left for work that morning and had no idea that they weren't going to come home. They mattered to somebody, each and every person there. And you matter to probably more people than you know. There's a TV show, you know, runs for those of you who are in other countries. It's a TV show here in the U.S. You can probably YouTube it, called The Middle. And it's about this very bizarre Midwestern family. And in this family, there's a daughter who is, through the whole show, she's just this unbelievable optimist. No matter what happens, no matter what bad thing happens, she always, you know, perked up. And she was in her senior year in high school and getting ready to graduate. And in the episode, all through the episode, she was having these bad things happen. Her yearbook disappears, and she was upset about that. And in the yearbook, her picture had the wrong name under it. And, you know, and she reached a point where even her optimism couldn't carry her. And she didn't even want to go to the graduation. And she had said, it was as if I walked in the sand and never left a footprint. I didn't matter to anyone, and no one is ever going to realize who I was. And she wanted to leave a legacy and felt that she hadn't. So as the episode is ending, she's at the graduation, and suddenly you see kids passing a yearbook up to her, and it's hers. And when she opens it up, she reads that her whole class had signed her yearbook, and each one had put down something like, you know, it meant so much to me that you were always so positive, and you're an inspiration, and you really made my day when I would see you smile, and you were always friendly and always spoke to everyone. And as she's looking through this, she realizes that she did leave a legacy that she never knew about. And at the end of the episode, the mother says, what is a legacy? It's not speaking at graduation or the awards. It's the thousands of moments every day where you touch people, even when you didn't know you were. And I felt that was just so on the mark, because often we don't realize the impact we have on others. And you know, I've been doing this show for probably close to 5 years, and maybe 6 years. I'm not sure. I will ask producer Kina at some point. So anyway, I've been doing this for a lot of years. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when people call in, and it's really nice to talk to them. And at one point, a woman called in, and she said, I just want you to know that you help more people than you realize. And I don't want you to miss that. And I want to thank you. And it just touched my heart, because, I mean, I share what I share because I really care about how people walk through this world. And maybe if something that I can share can help somebody walk through this world a little bit more comfortably, hey, it's a good thing. I had an amazing teacher, and one of the things he said is the best you can hope for is to walk your talk, make a few people smile along the way, and do your best. You know, and then when it all comes down to it, you leave this life not so bad. If those were the only things you did, not so bad. So the idea that we are capable of really changing people's lives in the most fundamental ways, just with a kind word. It doesn't mean that you have to know how to fix anyone, which you don't. Sometimes all it takes is just to be there. And I know probably most of us have had that moment when we were at that low point, and all we needed was someone to be there, not someone to fix our problems, not someone to tell us what we need to do, but just to have someone be there. And that can make all the difference. It can make a world of difference. And, you know, maybe you give some good advice if asked. But sometimes all we need to do is allow someone to be upset, to allow them to go through their pain, but they don't go through it alone. Life has all these really amazing things that happen in it. And when we think about it, it's just like, oh, wow. You know, you think about all the magic that's in the world. And, yeah, sometimes it can get really hard because we get overwhelmed. Maybe, you know, maybe we have illness. Maybe we experience death close to us. Maybe we get our heart broken. Maybe the bad guys win. And it's not fair. And even with all of that, there is some amazing stuff. There's some awesome stuff. And you don't want to give up, because then you'll miss it. You'll miss the amazing thing that's getting ready to just blow your socks off and go, wow, that's amazing. So as you look at what it is that, you know, you're dealing with, or what it is that someone close to you is dealing with, because, you know, it's hard. It's almost easier to deal with the hard stuff for ourselves than it is to deal with the hard stuff that a loved one is going through. And there's nothing you can do except be there to hold that space with them. And maybe, you know, maybe you say the right thing, maybe you say the wrong thing. We've always got do-overs. If you don't know what to say, say nothing. That is a perfectly appropriate response. Say, I'm sorry. Ask, can I get you some tea or a cup of coffee? Can I get you a blanket? You know, would you like me to just hold your hand? Do you need a hug? These are all ways that we can make a world of difference. These are all ways that we can reach out and help somebody to work through something really hard that they need to go through, but that way they know they're not going through it alone. And when we're going through that stuff and venting and angry, you know, when things aren't going good, a lot of times it's a lot easier just to go into that anger place, because then you can keep the hurt at a distance. If I can stay angry, then I don't have to feel the pain. So go into the angry place, you know, for a while. Let yourself feel what you need to feel, but understand on the other side of it that you're just really, really sad. And maybe you're really scared. Especially when the people who are really important to us, that were there when we needed them, and suddenly they're not there. And that can be really scary and really sad. And we can survive it. We can move forward. We can take all the gifts that that person gave us, all of the times that they believed in our ability to survive and to move forward, all the encouragement that they ever gave us, and show them, you know what? I was listening. And even though I'm going to be angry and I'm going to be sad for a while, you taught me how to survive. And I thank you for that. It is the nature of relationships that at some point things change. We can't wait for a happy ending, because really the story never ends. All it does is change chapters, or maybe, you know, one book ends and then we go to the sequel. So allow yourself to feel what you need to feel, but then understand, you know what? The legacy that that person left, a part of that legacy is the fact that I can use the tools they gave me to work through this. And if I can work through this, I can work through anything. because they're not gone. You know, they just changed form. You know, science has shown energy is neither created nor destroyed. It simply changes form. And, you know, the fact that, you know, I lost my father. Well, technically I didn't lose him. He just passed away. And my sister. And my mother. And each time that happened, it was devastating. And I grieved and I mourned. And then I remembered all that they taught me about surviving, all they taught me about dealing with life when life was not happy. I remembered the faith of my mother and how she believed that prayers, you know, were the source of everything. And even though sometimes the answer was no, it didn't mean that she wasn't being listened to. And she believed that. Even as bad as it got for her, she believed in it. And I think back to my father's strength, that no matter what was happening, he would get this look on his face and he would say, okay, let's do this. You know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to figure a way out because there is a way out of this. And he always had that strength and belief that no matter what, if you use your mind and if you believe in yourself, there's nothing you can't get past. And then I would think of my sister. She did track and field, and she did shot put and discus. She would practice with the guys' shot put and discus because it was heavier. So she knew that when she competed, you know, when she was using the lighter one, that she could get more distance. And every time she went into a competition, I would, you know, watch her and I would see her say something. You know, I'd see her lips moving. And so I asked her, I said, what do you say? Because, you know, you say that right before you go up. And she looked at me and she said, I tell myself that if they're going to beat me, they're going to break a record to do it. And, you know, seeing that determination in her. And I think of all of these things that I remember as the gifts that each one left me, the very precious gifts that they left me. But they didn't leave them to me to just go, okay, that's nice. They left them to me to use. And while sometimes it can be really hard and sometimes it can be really stressful, we all have those gifts that have been left to us. We all have the opportunity to be able to overcome something, and by overcoming it, realizing we were stronger than we ever thought we could be. And remembering that we make an impression on every single person we've ever dealt with, and we have no idea how many of those gifts of strength that we have given to other people. We usually don't even know how many people admire us. How many people think, wow, I wish I could be more like them. And it really is great when we have a chance to tell people that. If you have someone in your life that you admire so much that you look at them and say, I want to be like them when I grow up, let them know. Let them know that their gifts mattered to you. And let them tell you how much you matter to them. Life can be very short and unpredictable. And when we have an opportunity to really let somebody know what they mean to us and to have somebody tell us what we mean to them, not so bad. That is a gift beyond price. So I encourage everyone, if there's somebody in your life who you haven't really let them know what they mean to you, how much you admire them, the gifts that they have given you, I would really recommend doing that. Because more than likely they'll look at you and go, really? because they won't think that they did anything out of the ordinary. And usually those are the best gifts to get because they just give from the heart. They don't think about it. So reach out and let somebody know what they mean. You know, I often tell producer Kina how helpful she is. And I really want her to understand how much she assists me, you know, how much her, you know, because she is kind of one of these, like, outrageously optimistic people. And sometimes that is so refreshing. Sometimes it is very cool just to have somebody who always sees the glass as half full. So I appreciate that. And I let her know that I appreciate that. I certainly hope I let her know enough that I appreciate it. And, you know, for all the people out there who I know I am a better counselor, doctor, and all-around person because of the lessons that I learned from them. And whether those lessons were as an example or as a warning, I appreciate them all because it allows me a much bigger toolkit that I can work from. But the tool that we always need to know to reach for is the tool of the knowledge that we matter, that we're important, and that we're loved. There is somebody who loves each and every one of us, even if it's just one person. There is somebody out there who loves each and every one of us. It may be a friend, it may be a parent, it may be a sibling, it may be a teacher, it may be, you know, anybody. But there's someone out there who loves you and who you mean the world to. And there's someone out there who means the world to you. I just say it's a good thing for us to let each other know that. So go out and whatever the weather is where you're at, whether it's sunny or thundering, know that no matter what the weather is, it will pass. Understand that no matter how hard and dark the space you believe you're in is, know that it will pass too. Reach out and get help if you don't know whether or not you can see it through. Because there's always somebody there who will be able to help you. Just reach out. So, thank you for joining me. Thank you for allowing me to discuss something very near and dear to my heart, especially right now. I wish you balance, and I wish you blessings. And I wish more than anything for you to understand how much you matter. If you would like to learn more about me, if you would like to find out a little bit more about me or contact me, you can go to my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And if you would like to arrange for one-on-one counseling or, you know, if you would think, hey, you know, would you like to come and speak where I am, then just contact me through the website. And we can figure something out. I love to go places, and I love to meet people. So I hope that you all have a wonderful day, whatever your day is like. And if there's something that's really weighing on you, reach out and talk to somebody about it. And understand that it's okay to be angry, it's okay to be upset. Just don't try to do it alone, because there's always someone out there who loves you. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.